Mission 2, San Jose Avenue.
From our 901 Mission Street studios, you are listening to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Welcome back to Total SF Heather Knight for our Slow Streets draft, back on stupid Zoom again.
Oh man, why didn't we do this on a slow street?
We should have done it on a slow street. We've done that though. We did that with Amos Goldbaum a few weeks back. We've got to do more remote podcasts.
For sure. They're way more fun.
Way more fun. That'll be the future. That's the bad news. We're on Zoom. The good news, we're planning outdoor interviews and pretty much nothing but positives coming from our last few episodes together. I almost think like we're officially the Good Luck San Francisco podcast. Since the horrible Twin Peaks news, we won't speak of that right now. We're 3 for 3. Amos Goldbaum completed his excellent mural on Sanchez Street. I think it looks fabulous.
Yes, I'm going to take my boys back. We went midway and I showed them how it was going, but now Sutro Tower is done, and so we're going to go check that out again.
Yeah. Cable cars are back, sort of, a little bit.
So after my column and our podcast, which was clearly the good luck charm, the mayor was very pro cable car and announced on Twitter that one of the lines, looking like the Powell Hyde line, will be back this fall in time for the holidays. So 1 for 3 is not bad.
Yeah, and that's
could be better.
Could be better, but that's great news because when we were talking during our podcast, we thought this might be like a ballot issue next year. We might not see cable cars for a year and a half. So that's fantastic. And Darcy Drollinger, we record on the roof of the Oasis nightclub in San Francisco. That was so much fun. And Darcy Drollinger set a goal of $100,000 and raised $250,000 to save the Oasis SF nightclub.
Yes, he's able to pay back all of his overdue rent and bills and all that, and then still have money to carry the club forward until they can open up at 100% capacity and even invest in some improvements to the club. So he says Oasis will be back better than ever. So we definitely have to go check that out.
I can't wait to go to the Oasis. Darcy invited us there, and just walking around and seeing all the different places and stuff, I'm really looking forward to.
I think he especially wants to see you, Peter.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So we will all go to the Oasis. Let's see if we can keep this streak going. We're paying tribute to JFK Drive, JFK Drive Forever. And that's going to lead into our Slow Streets draft. Rules will be explained. Hearts will be broken when I steal your favorite Slow Street. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
Heather Knight, welcome to our Slow Street Draft, which is going to get competitive, I'm sure.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to draft Slow Streets. First, a couple updates, though. I wanted to talk to you about Twin Peaks, get an update from you. SFMTA made their decision on Twin Peaks, which we devoted an entire episode to, and I wanted to see how you feel about it, how you're doing. It's middle of the day. We don't have a wine glass right now. How are you holding up?
Sadly, we did not have good luck with that episode. We called for a completely different outcome than what happened. So what they ended up voting on and should be in place in the next couple of weeks is that the Portola gate to the south of Twin Peaks, which is the one I use, is going to be open to cars 24/7, which is a huge bummer. That was the one that was super popular with families and bicyclists, walkers, and they're going to keep the Burnett side on the north closed, which has angered the neighbors there all over again because they're the ones who have the big problems with the partying at the top of the mountain going down into their neighborhood. So it really makes no sense. But that is what's going to happen. And apparently the big decider was that tour buses have an easier time going up from the south. So I'm not sure why we're prioritizing giant tour buses, but that's what happened.
Yeah. I mean, I really hope that, you know, it's been a couple weeks now, so I'm sort of you know, used to it. I really hope that this is one thing that they're throwing to the tour buses involving the slow streets, and then we're just going to kind of get this string of victories. And we're going to talk about that today. But I sort of understand this one. I understand why they want to get tourists up there. It seems like they've made no one happy. So
yeah, it was a compromise that made literally nobody except maybe the guy who drives tour buses happy.
So other news, I took my dad, 86-year-old dad, on a bike ride from Alameda, from my home. So we didn't even drive to the ferry. We biked to the ferry, took the ferry over, and biked through San Francisco on a lot of new bike lanes, along with some old ones, some slow streets involved. I compare it to like a game of dominoes going throughout the city. I mean, it's sort of at weird angles, but you can follow a path. And we got all the way to the museums. And
that's awesome. How is your dad so fit at age 86?
My dad, his oldest sister is 102, and she got coronavirus and survived it. So
Wow. There's you have good genes.
There's good stock there. Oh yeah, he's in great shape, and he skis. And I didn't like ahead of time like say I'm taking my 86-year-old dad out here because I wanted to like give him an out, and you know, if things I thought they were getting too rocky that we might bail out of it. But we had such a nice day. And it really made me feel more than ever that we just need these networks to get through the city. And it's going to be good for everyone. I really do think it's going to be good for the museums who have traditionally not wanted this to happen. If we can get people comfortable coming into the city and planning the day to visit these institutions, not just as a, you know, drive your car and drive around and find a place to park. I was so much less stressed not having to deal with a car and doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in Golden Gate Park last weekend with my family. We went pedal boating on Stowe Lake. It was a gorgeous day. Definitely felt like there was hope in the air. I spent a little time on Martin Luther King and JFK, and it's like you're on two different planets. Like MLK is just packed with cars on both sides. Nobody's driving very safely. It was just like, get me off this street. But on JFK, it's like a paradise. I saw like the flowers in front of the Conservatory of Flowers are just like bright orange and yellow, and all these people out juggling and playing frisbee and playing with their kids and having picnics. And I saw a lot of roller skaters. Mayor London Breed, I didn't see her, but she was out roller skating.
What?
Just the other day, there was a picture on Twitter. Yes, I will share it with you.
Oh my God. I mean, put a picture of yourself roller skating around JFK Drive and like you're, I don't know. Do they do polling in San Francisco for
she's like,
approval
I mean,
rating?
Apparently already running for re-election if she's doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, I just hope this JFK Drive stays forever. I mean, that was my takeaway. And, you know, there's a couple things they need to iron out that I think they have to declare it. Like, this thing's here forever. Let's get better lights and better crosswalks linking the Panhandle and Golden Gate Park. There was an accident Monday night involving a bicyclist. It made me think, like, working at the Chronicle, if we get back to the newsroom, when we get back to the newsroom, like I could see just like biking up on a long lunch and going up and just seeing a new exhibit at the De Young. I would experience these places so much more. So
yeah.
So we're aligned on that, and we're getting along well. So let's take it to the slow streets
so
draft.
So let's start fighting.
If this is your first Total SF draft, we are going to take turns. We have not told each other ahead of time. Heather tried to get me to disclose my first pick, and I refused to tell her.
You're like a steel vault.
Yeah. So we're going to take turns picking our favorite SF slow streets. Rules are that if you're in agreement, slow streets include any street that's been closed, you know, not just Page Street, Sanchez Street, but JFK Drive, Great Highway, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. If we pick it, by law, that street will be closed forever. So this is actually, you know, there's stakes here.
So we better hope Jeffrey Tumlin is listening.
Yeah, there are stakes here. Free to everyone, these streets will be, except I think if I pick a slow street and you pick a slow street, you and I can charge each other to ride on that slow street, kind of like Monopoly. Just raising the stakes a little bit. Okay, and here's a big one. when you pick your street, you may appoint a mayor of that street as part of your pick.
This stems from you appointing yourself to be the mayor of a slow street in Alameda.
Yeah.
Like half the time I call you to talk about work, you're like, yeah, I'm strolling on my slow street. The one of which I am mayor.
Yeah, I'm making letterhead, by the way. And I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'm making Office of the Mayor of Pacific Ave, Slow Street, letterhead in Alameda. So I can write thank you notes to people. And just like if someone who puts up some nice lights or something, I write a nice thank you note. And
Have other people acknowledge that you're the mayor?
Only you. And a couple of people on Twitter have too. So I am okay. The mayor. All right, I'm going to let you pick first.
Okay.
I want to start things on a good note.
I'm claiming my favorite right off the bat because I don't want you to claim it. I'm claiming the Great Highway.
Why are you claiming it? What are your hopes for it? And at the end, who would you appoint as mayor?
It is one of my biggest silver linings of this horrendous past year. My family and I have spent a lot of time walking and bicycling the Great Highway. I even have some pictures of my husband pulling the boys on a skateboard in this weird contraption they designed. But it is so fun. The families just pack it all the time. I've seen so many kids learning how to ride bikes there, roller skating, you name it. I've even seen a guy in a little handmade Mario Kart go-kart thing. It's just like so fun. And beautiful views of the ocean. I spend way more time at the beach than I used to before the Great Highway was closed to cars. And we need to give it big shout outs now because it's at a big tipping point. So some neighbors in the Outer Sunset have complained that the cars used to race along Great Highway and now they're driving in the same way, same speeds through residential streets nearby, which I understand is super frustrating. So Supervisor Gordon Marr said a while back that if this could not be figured out, he would demand that the Great Highway be reopened to cars. So to its credit, the SFMTA has put a lot of traffic calming out in the neighborhoods, and I think it's working pretty well so far. But I think the test comes in April sometime when the supervisor will decide whether this is going well enough or not. So we've got to ensure that the Great Highway stays closed to cars.
I mean, that's one of the best views in the Bay Area is just going down there. You look to your left and you have the ocean. You look as far as the eyes can see are everything you just described. And then I'm learning all kinds of new stuff, too. Apparently, the Riptide is open now. I did not know that.
Ooh, we should go there.
Yeah, apparently they're open, still cash only for outdoor drinking. I have not been there, but I heard that from a friend.
And the Great Highway has been used not just for exercise and views, but it's become a showcase for public art. There's been a lot of artwork displayed there. Before the election, there was this really cool, like, sequined vote sign that somebody made. It was the site of a Black Lives Matter protest, like marchers all up and down the highway. Just super cool things have been happening there. So I think it's just a great community space and so much more worthwhile than just a thoroughfare for cars to get back and forth.
So who are you appointing mayor of your slow street?
I'm going to appoint Matt Brezina, who dubbed it the Great Walkway and created the Great Walkway Twitter account and has been a huge advocate of it becoming a walkway, not a highway. So he created People Protected, which is a whole movement to turn streets over to people rather than cars. And so I'm going to give him a shout out.
That's a great pick. I don't think anybody will protest your mayoral pick. Can I make a vice mayor and or just community ambassador selection?
Sure.
Our friend Carrie Byron from Mythbusters and Crash mm-hmm. Test World lives somewhere in the vicinity and is constantly just showing the positivity of that slow street. And so I think just like some involvement, some kind of community ambassador type thing, or a vice mayor.
Or she could be president of the board of supervisors
yeah.
for the Great Walkway.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My pick, very predictable, JFK Drive.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Yeah, it's okay, though. I mean, you knew it was happening, and I just...
That is the one I asked you about, and you would not tell me.
I think this is the biggest fight. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I should be more worried about the Great Walkway, but I think, you know, the museums and other interests, too, you know, people who can't walk, can't take a bike, have long fought really hard to keep this, to keep cars in the park. And I understand it. You know, everything's been incremental to this point, suddenly changing it. I can't imagine that happening without a big fight. But I think this is the time to do it. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, I wrote in this column, take a leap of faith. I ended the column by saying, you know, I'll put my money forward. I got memberships to the DeYoung Museum. I've never had a membership there. And I renewed my membership to the Cal Academy. And I will visit those places on my bike. I will never go there and take up a parking space so the people who need parking spaces can have them. And I just feel like they've got to take that leap of faith for a future where people are getting there by ways other than cars. And a shuttle service, I understand, maybe some sort of bus service there, but I think we've got to keep that stretch of JFK Drive closed. And I hope it happens. I think there's going to be a big fight.
I'm going to be so disappointed if that one doesn't go our way either.
And then let's look out for the museums. You know, get a membership there. Go on your bike. Yeah. You know, it's not us versus them. It can be like us all together.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you enjoy walking or biking on JFK Drive, we suggest that you, if you can afford it, buy memberships to both of those places and write a letter to the institution when you're doing it, saying you're doing it because you can get there on JFK Drive safely and that you want them to continue supporting JFK Drive to be car free.
Yeah, I hope people do that. And, you know, tag them on Twitter. They're listening. Believe me, they're paying attention to this. Yeah. So anyway, I wish the best for them and I wish the best for the city's future. And I think everybody wins if JFK Drive is open. My mayor, not a surprise, David Miles Jr., the skate father, has been fighting for, you know, bikes, walkers and skaters in Golden Gate Park since the 1970s. He once told me a story about getting invited to D.D. Woolsey's house. D.D. Woolsey, very closely involved with the DeYoung Museum. And just this fabulous story about him. I don't think he was on skates, but he was like wearing his skater apparel. But he's just this like fun kind of ringmaster for Golden Gate Park, who also behind the scenes has been this really positive political force to get changes there. And he would be my only choice for mayor.
Love it. No complaints from me. My next one is Page Street.
Okay.
Did I steal one?
Yes, that was my next choice, but that's okay. You're so happy about it.
This is one of the key pieces that you were talking about that connects all of these streets. You can go from the Great Walkway through Golden Gate Park on the length of Page Street to Market Street, which is also close to cars, and get all the way to the Ferry Building. So you can do the Beta Breakers on your bike, no cars, and Page Street is a key element of that. And it's just such a quirky, only in San Francisco type of street, right in the Haight, and tons of Victorians. It's just like the picture of when you picture San Francisco, that's what it looks like. And some things I love about it is the neighbors have gone like full throttle on turning all the little barriers into like art pieces, and they're really kooky and weird, and there's like one that's a heart you can see through. There was a Christmas tree for a long time. I'm assuming that's gone now, but you never know. Lots of neat designs all the way along, and one of my favorite new additions towards the end is the Amanda Gorman mural. The a beloved poet who spoke at Joe Biden's inauguration. There's a mural of her on the page, Slow Street. So that is just amazing.
All the reasons you just said. Plus, I love the fact that it just, the momentum keeps building. A lot of these slow streets, including the one of which I am mayor in Alameda, like started with a lot of people, and then the wet weather came and the winter came, and then you saw less people and there's less excitement and some of the signs are getting old. Not on Page Street, like Page Street.
They're really maintaining it.
Yeah, they're maintaining it and building off each other. And I can just see this street like developing and becoming this like artistic community space. So fantastic choice. Mm-hmm. Who is your mayor of Page Street?
One of my favorite columns from 2020. I tried to intersperse the horrible year with some happy columns. And one of those was about the cellist Saul Richmond Rakard, who lives on Page Street and played cello concerts for his neighbors for free. And they would, because the street is close to cars, they would set up blankets on the cement and spread out and drink wine and beer and listen to this live free concert from a professional musician, which perked up everybody's spirits during the pandemic.
Yeah, musician's a good choice. Mine, if I had named this my slow street, I was going to pick Chuck Prophet, who lives a few blocks away, just to get, you know, kind of a musical ambassador to like schedule things and get people excited about music. But you've done that too. So,
And every mayor needs a gadfly to poke them all the time. And and the official Page Street gadfly would be Mary Miles, who lives
oh, no.
on that street.
Oh,
and
really?
She hates it being a slow
street.
She
hates.
She's
she
the
hates,
one who kept complaining about those CEQA moves that I wrote about. So she would be the official Page Street gadfly.
All right. Okay. Official gadfly. We have that too. I am choosing as my second one, Lake Street. So Lake Street is part of that Richmond transportation network, that art hunt we went on where we were going from Green Apple to the Balboa. And I didn't know it at the time. I thought it was a lovely street, but I didn't know it until I did research for this JFK drive column that was the very first bike lane in San Francisco. It was 1971.
Wow.
There was a Chronicle story. It was on page 38. I'm going to read you the lead. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Jubilant Lake Street residents will parade Sunday to celebrate a partial victory over the automobile. It's a four-paragraph story, talked about a bunch of stop signs being put in, and it also says at the end, the committee also prevailed upon the city to paint bike route paths on either side of Lake Street.
Wow.
They did. There's actually been a story, the SF Bicycle Coalition has photos that were donated by someone, and there were a bunch of bikes that day, and it was the very first bike lane.
Wow.
So it's history. It's like a historical landmark. And
so they have to keep it.
Yeah, and I had such a good vibe there. I like had like four or five great conversations going down there. I ran into old friend Jeff, who I played basketball with for a decade plus at Corrette Center, and we were talking about our kids and talking about exploring the city and stuff like that. And I just got a really good vibe there, a little bit different than Page Street, a little bit more of a Richmond District vibe. But I want to keep Lake Street there forever.
Love it. Who's going to be your mayor?
Okay, little nepotism here. I probably should pick someone, and one of the many people who were really enthusiastic about setting up that art hunt and everything. But I'm going to be nepotistic, and I'm going to pick my aunt, Susan Leal, who lives on Palm in the kind of sort of inner Richmond Western edition where it meets there. And I just pick her. She has legislative experience. Mm-hmm. She was a treasurer of San Francisco. She was a city supervisor. And right now she's doing a lot of consulting on water issues. She was the head of the PUC in San Francisco. Anyway, I think she would do a fantastic job. And just as a legislature, I think she could kind of lobby for some things that we need. Knows a few people in City Hall. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's my two.
Getting a cushy job for your aunt.
Yes. She let me, when I moved back to San Francisco, they let me stay in their place for like 6 months. And I'm sure that was hard for them. It wasn't easy. So, you know, this is a little bit of payback there. So you're number three.
I'm going to go with Shelley Drive in McLaren Park. So I never spent any time in McLaren Park before the pandemic. And I've been taking the boys there quite often. And they've closed, kind of like JFK Drive, the main way you would drive through the park. So that's just for walkers and bikers, and it makes it really lovely. There's actually so much to explore in McLaren Park. It's the second biggest park after Golden Gate Park in the city. It has a labyrinth. It has the Philosopher's Walk. It has an amphitheater, playgrounds. And this Shelley Drive hits one of the city's newest playgrounds, which is super fun. My kids love it. We've been there a number of times. And it's a great climbing structure, huge slide, and this is definitely worth checking out. Very underrated park, very underrated slow street.
I've spent very, very little time in that park, and that's kind of one of those little things on my total SF checklist that I think we should do together at some point. So great pick.
Yeah.
Who is your mayor?
I went with Malia Cohen. She was former supervisor in the area, now on the State Board of Equalization. I thought of her because she grew up in the area, but now has a six-month-old daughter who I can foresee playing at that playground for years to come. She sent me a picture the other day of her six-month-old named Madison, who is super cute. So I'm thinking it could be like a mother-daughter mayoral pair.
I like it. That's a good pick, and I wasn't going to pick it, so even better there. My last one, and I really hate leaving Sanchez Street on the table, but like,
that was the one I was going to debate between that and
Shelley. We'll throw that as an honorable mention, but I feel like they can fend for themselves. They've got a really organized group. They've got a mural on the street. Like, they have to make it a slow street. I am picking Minnesota Street.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I went down there to explore it when Mac Allen, our friend, did his kids and wife Holly, they put together this solar system that went down the street, and it was sort of just an excuse for me to get down there and check out a part of town that I really haven't been to and has changed a lot, and I just loved it. There's so many parks there. There's so many like small businesses, food trucks, just so many things going on there that you don't know about. And I think of it kind of like your last pick. Like, it's one of those places that a lot of people haven't really discovered. You know that Chase Center's there, but you know, this kind of goes beyond that. I also just love the way that the slow street goes by the medical center there, the hospital, and just goes kind of right down the middle of a pathway there. And you get to see that too, and just experience so much of this new part of San Francisco that I think has done a lot of things right, in terms of the bike lanes, in terms of pedestrian safety, in terms of making maximum use of their parks. It's just a real model for what I think a lot of other San Francisco neighborhoods could, you know, take ideas from.
Excellent. And who's your Minnesota Street mayor?
Surprise here. Mac Allen will remain our poet laureate, but I am picking his wife, Holly Allen, as our mayor of Minnesota Street.
Just because
she's awesome and want to pick her for something.
We need more women in politics.
Yeah, definitely.
So now all of those are officially slow streets forever.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
One of us should let the SFMTA know and London Breed. I mean, this is sanctioned. It's the rule. And we'll let the people know that they're mayor. And Okay. Yeah, good draft, Heather.
Good job.
So we're going to wrap up here. We will be remote, hopefully, next time. But in any case, one thing I don't do, Heather, is tell people to rate the podcast. And I didn't do that when we started the podcast. And now my ratings are kind of low. I'm conscious of
what?
It. Yeah. I mean, I've never told people to do it. So if you are listening this far, then you care enough about this podcast to go on Apple Podcasts or whatever and just give it the star rating. If you're feeling really charitable, you can give it a review. But I'm just happy with the rating. I need to get the ratings up. Need to get it up. We're close to 100. I want to get it like way up over 100. So people look at it and go, people really must dig this podcast.
So please, we know that a lot of our friends and supporters listen to this every week. If you haven't done it, go on to your podcast platform, rate it, review it. Of course, we want you to give us a very good review. And follow the podcast too.
Yes, follow the podcast. Tell your friends, Total SF. Thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you. See you in person next time.
Darling, it's 2 a.m. It's time for closing. The cops, they're all sideways, and I think Aaron's...
You are listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you to Heather Knight. Total SF is a production of the Chronicle. Our music is The Tide Will Rise by the Sunset Shipwrecks off their album Community, and Cable Car Bell Ringing by 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by treating yourself to a digital Chronicle edition at sfchronicle.com/pod.